the Americans met their evacuation dangerously late. 15 hours before Saigon surrendered, hundreds of Vietnamese besieged the embassy. A large number had been promised a seat out, but many were left behind. The helicopters in Operation Frequent Wind were heading for the American evacuation fleet lying off the coast of South Vietnam. Cobra gunships of the U.S. Marines were supposed to protect the embassy. Dawn on the last day with signal flares on the rooftop helipad. A final battle was raging at Tonsonute Airport on the edge of the capital. But although the advancing communists could see the American evacuation, they didn't interfere. One mile away outside our hotel, the final disintegration of law and order was taking place. Groups of looters began straggling past with goods stolen from abandoned American quarters. We tried to show our neutrality, the fact that we were not Americans, by fixing a Union Jack to our hired car. Most Vietnamese were fully engaged in plunder. The last helicopter came in for a handful of U.S. Marines, a humiliating end to the American presence.